is a podcast from the guy in Kenny.
Yo, Ty and Terry Jean here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Hey, how are you? You're at jackfm.com, and I appreciate that. You appreciate you clicking on the button here for the Calls of the Day podcast. Tomorrow on the show. Oh, we got a question. There's some weird stuff going on in the world. Some weird stuff. We're going to talk about aliens. Do you believe? I think I believe now. NASA has seen some stuff. Well, anyways, we'll get into it tomorrow, but aliens, nice and easy. Today, though, is all about getting grounded in the sunshine. Have a listen and enjoy.
Jack.
Just driving in the sunshine, digging it, knowing that people on the East Coast are still in snow.
I had a buddy. He's got some relatives that are in Nova Scotia. He was just showing me pictures. Their Jeep Cherokee buried under a 17-foot snowdrift.
That's brutal.
I know, right?
It really is.
Now, winter isn't officially over, but apparently Vancouver's had the second warmest winter in 120 years. Crazy.
Jack FM.
Let's talk about fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody likes fireworks.
Yeah, man.
The Honda Celebration of Light will take place this year, July 25th, the 29th, and August 1st.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
It's the 25th year this year.
For real? Holy cow. I've been doing that for a long time.
Been going on for a while, eh?
Yeah.
So now, competing countries for the Honda Celebration of Light will be announced at the end of the month. Tickets will actually go on sale for the VIP viewing areas. That's April 1. So we're talking about the festival light. We're talking about the sun run. It's daylight savings this weekend. Oh, man, before long, we're going to be on the beach.
Yeah, so we got to put our clocks ahead 1 hour.
Yeah, it's spring forward. But now the worst part of this is I got to go home and find the manual to learn how to change the time of my microwave. Everything else will do it on its own. Cell phones are all good. The car's even good. But that microwave, got to figure out how to change the clock on the microwave.
Hi, good afternoon or good morning. Just wanted to respond to your question you had on the air.
Yeah, Alyssa tossed the question out. She wanted to know what Jack moms and Jack dads thought. When you ground your kids, do you stick to the grounding? And for how long?
At least 5 seconds.
So you're like me.
That's the truth. I'm not going to lie. So it always starts off with you're grounded for the rest of the day, and then they go up to the room, and then they call me dad, and then I go up there and explain to them what I did wrong. But it's never more than, I'd say, probably 30 or 60 seconds, to be realistic.
Hey, at least you're honest, right?
Yeah, you have to be.
That's awesome. What was your name?
Frank.
Jack FM.
Yeah, between my girlfriend and I, I'm 5.
Okay, when you ground the kids, how often do you actually stick to the original punishment?
You have to, all the time.
Do you really?
I do have a merit system, though. If it is a severe grounding for an extended long amount of time, I will set up a system where they can earn back some of that time by doing work, chores, above and beyond their regular chores. So it teaches them responsibility. They still have a consequence for their actions.
Jack FM.
Are you a mom?
No. Oh, I have a puppy. But no, no kids. Yeah, that sounded really stupid.
No. Okay, when you were a kid, did you get grounded?
Yeah.
Did your parents stick to the grounding?
Well, no, because I grew up with 6 brothers and I was the only girl, so not really.
Oh, you played that card, did you?
Yes, a little bit.
My daughter's already doing that to me, eh?
And how old is she?
She's 9.
Oh, that's good. That's a good time.
I find I am tougher on my son than my daughter because she looks at me with those pouty lips, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, have fun with that.
Hillary, thanks for checking in.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Instead of grounding us, she made us apologize to the person who, whoever we offended or did something to or whatever. So instead of grounding, we had to go apologize and make amends that way. So I think in some ways it was even worse than being grounded.
Yeah, I think that's actually amazing parenting, to be honest with you.
It was.
I would have just rolled my eyes and did the fake apology.
Yeah, but wouldn't it make you stand there until you actually make a real apology? You actually had to make a real apology.
And only moms can tell if it's a true, sincere apology, right?
Exactly.
Jack FM.
This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. What's up?
I wanted to tell you about how whenever I got grounded, it never really fell through because my brother was kind of a little tyrant. And he was the one that actually got grounded. But since he never, I guess, obeyed my parents' rules, I kind of just never got grounded because I was a good one, I guess.
So you weaseled. You got away with it because your bro was the trouble.
Yeah, exactly. He was always getting into all sorts of shenanigans.
Do you stick to the grounding?
No, not always. Important part was that they learned their lesson, right? And so if it had an effect immediately, then we didn't need to apply the full punishment of the law, you know?
So if you said you're grounded for a week, but they were good, you'd let them off.
Oh, well, it's usually mom's the one, the heavy-handed one, is you're grounded for a week. And I say, I don't think she deserves a week. Maybe a day or two without TV and electronics, you know.
Jack.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey.
The grounding thing, yeah, mama lays the rules down, daddy breaks them. There it goes.
Believe me, you are not the first dad that called and said the same thing today.
Yeah.
I used to get grounded lots when I was a kid. I was a little troublemaker.
And what kind of grounding did you get?
Well, you're grounded for a week. After about 4 hours, they'd beg me to go outside. They would beg me to go outside. And I'd say, no, I'm grounded. I'm not going outside. I'm grounded.
Essentially, you turned the grounding back on them.
I sure the heck did. Jack,
I was making crank calls, me and my girlfriend, every day after school for like a week. All of a sudden, my mom comes home from work one day and she says, the police called me today at work and said that you're making prank phone calls. Now, whether she was lying to me or what, I don't know, but she grounded me from the phone for 2 weeks. I wasn't allowed to use the phone. Of course, back then, that was the only way teenage girls could stay in touch with their friends.
Hey, there's a little bit from the show today. Thank you for all the calls at 280-JACK. Call anytime. Have a great day.
And that's a wrap.
Make sure to check out Kenny Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 96.9 Jack FM.